This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira famma badu. My brothers and sisters, the election is over and America has decided who gets the most powerful job in the world. That is why I thought it is important to put this in perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, Lord over all authorities, you give authority to whoever you please and you remove it from whoever you please. You honor whoever you please and you disgrace whoever you please. All good is in your hands. Surely you alone are most capable of everything. I remind myself and you that the earth belongs to the one who created the earth and everything it contains, the one who owns the heavens and everything that is in them, and everything between the two, the one who owns the entire universe because he created it, the one who created and sustains all that we know and all that we don't know, and the one to whom is our return. He is Allah, and he is the only one we worship. هو الذي يملك الأرض وما فيها وله ما في السماوات وما فيها وما بينهما وما في العالمين وما في الكائنات الذي خلق ويدبر كل ما نعلم وما لا نعلم الواحد الأحد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد هو الذي إليه مرجعنا هو الله الذي لا نعبد إلا هو. He introduced himself and reminded us. فهو قال الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I will not translate all these beautiful ayat of the Quran here because I know you know the translation, you know the meaning, and those who don't know can look it up. I recited Ayat al-Kursi, which is in Surah al-Baqarah. I then recited the last ayat of Surah al-Hashr, and then I recited Surah al-Ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of who He is, and it is our honor to keep on reminding ourselves by making His dhikr over and over and over. Someone sent me a TikTok interview where the interview was with a very senior priest, and asked him to advise young priests. And he said, tell them to forget seminary and all their seminary degrees. Tell them two things: read the Bible and pray a lot. Tell them that unless they develop closeness to God, they cannot achieve anything in life. And the only way to get close to anyone is to spend time with them. So pray a lot. Now tell me, if this applies to us equally and more or not. So let us remember the reality, and the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. He is in control, and to Him is our return. As far as we are concerned, only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants will happen. And if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure on our side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us safe. This is an opportunity to realign our focus and to repair our aqidah. And remember that it is only and only Allah who can do anything. Our real test is not this or any election. Our real test is when we meet Malakul Maut, the angel of death. That is what we need to prepare for. So we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, and we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the stories of His Anbiya alayhimu salam to prove this point, that only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to happen can happen. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects His people wherever they may be, in whatever condition, provided they behave like His people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and all that led to him being thrown into the fire. You know the story, so I won't repeat it here. Just put yourself in that position and look at him as he is sitting in the cup of the trebuchet, and Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. We know this from the hadith, and it is quoted also in Tafsir ibn Kathir. When Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him and says, tell me, Ya Khalilullah, what can I do for you? Now Jibreel, he knows Jibreel, he's seen Jibreel, he's spoken to Jibreel. Jibreel is sitting here in front of him, standing here in front of him. It is a direct person-to-person contact. He has every right to ask Jibreel for help if he wants in the deen. There is nothing wrong with that. He's not asking somebody in a grave, he's not asking somebody who's ghaib. He's asking Jibreel, who is standing in front of him. And Jibreel says, tell me, how can I help you? And I imagine, and this is my imagination, the hadith does not say this, but in my imagination, Ibrahim alayhi salam smiles and says, ask you? Why would I ask you? There is nothing I have to ask. Jibreel alayhi salam goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was Samiul Basir, he's seeing, he's hearing, he knows. And Jibreel says, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rabbi, your Khalil is about to be burnt. I asked him, can I help you? He says, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go back. Tell him I sent you. And remember, the angels never do anything without the permission of Allah. So even the first time Jibreel came, because Allah sent him. So Allah says, tell him I sent you and I want to know from him. I am asking, what does he want? Jibreel Islam comes back and says, your Rabb sent me and he wants to know, what do you want? And Ibrahim Islam smiles and says, my Rabb does not need to ask. He says, my Rabb does not need to ask. What do I want? I want whatever he wants. This is the essence of Ridha bil Qada. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam removed the asbab from between him and his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, when he removed Jibreel, when he removed everybody, and he said, I want whatever you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Allah said, we said, we commanded, O fire, become cool and a means of safety. Become cool and safe for Ibrahim. I remind myself and you that Ibrahim alayhi salam was able to say this because he said something long before this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about that. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When his Rabb ordered him, submit to my will, he said, I submitted. He said, I submit to the Rabb of the Alameen. This is the position and the stance and the status of the Muslim. I have submitted. No arguments. Not I will submit sometime in the future. No. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ When the Muslim submits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes direct charge of his affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ We ordered. No intermediaries, no Jibreel, no nobody. Allah directly orders. O fire, become cool and safe. For Ibrahim alayhi salam. To be Muslim is to recognize this reality, and it is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who commands and does. Nothing else has any power. To be Muslim is therefore to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything we believe, we say, and we do. Total congruence between the soul, the heart, the speech, and the actions. Because incongruence is nifaq, it is hypocrisy. If I say I have submitted aslamtu, then there cannot be any deliberate disobedience in my life. Mistakes will happen, for which I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately in repentance. But I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately and knowingly. Let us make this niyyah. Now. And if you don't want to do that, then make a plan for what will happen when we meet Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about another of his great prophets and messengers, Musa alayhi salam. We all know the story, so I won't go into the details here, but we'll request you to reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did when he decided to save Musa alayhi salam from the Firaun. Reflect on how strange this sounds in today's context, where we link everything to material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَعَوْهَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Allah said, we inspired, we sent wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam and said, nurse him, but when you fear for him, put him into the river. Put him into the river and do not fear and do not grieve. We will certainly return him to you and make him one of the Rusul, one of the messengers. I remind you and myself that it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He intends to intervene directly, He removes all forms of worldly means and support so that anyone who has any doubt will be forced to admit لا ينفع ولا يضر إلا الله. None can benefit and none can harm except Allah. In the case of Musa alayhi salam, not only did his mother put him into the river Nile, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to go into the palace of Firaun, Ramesses II, and be recognized as the one they had been searching for, and in that process had slaughtered thousands of innocent children. Yet, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, when the Firaun found the one they had been searching for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Firaun to raise that child and to train that child to lead his nation. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose his beloved Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to lead all of mankind until the day of judgment, he caused his father to die before he was born. His mother passed away when he was 6. His grandfather passed away when he was 8. And when he declared his risala, he declared his prophethood and started inviting people to Islam, it resulted in merciless persecution. When that was at its peak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away the two greatest supporters he had, our mother Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha and his uncle Abu Talib. Only then came Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted him by reminding him of these trials, with each of which came relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa wawajadaka dhallan fahada wawajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did he not find you as an orphan and then he sheltered you? Did he not find you seeking for guidance and then he guided you? And did he not find you needy, in need, and he fulfilled your needs? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a promise which is a blessing for all of us and is the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran. Wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda. Allah said, and surely your Rabb will give you so much that you will be pleased. Your Rabb will give you until you are pleased. The Sahaba said that this is the ayat of greatest hope for the believers, because we know that he, Rasulullah ﷺ, will never be pleased and satisfied until every one of his ummah is in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with Rasulullah ﷺ in Jannatul Firdaus without hisab, inshallah. The key is to qualify to be counted among his ummah who will be gathered with him, which includes, and they are the gold standard, they are the benchmark against which everyone else will be measured, may Allah have mercy on us, include the sabiqun al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised and showed us how to be among them. The choice to be with them or the choice to stand apart is ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, as for the foremost, the first سابقون الأولون, the first of the مهاجرون والأنصار, the immigrants and the helpers. What? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعْهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Allah left this door open. And He said, and those who follow them in goodness, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow to stay there forever and ever. That is ultimate triumph. Final point in conclusion. Islam does not prevent us from creating strategies and working to succeed in this life. We are encouraged to do that. The very definition of sabr, which is patience, is the most action-oriented definition that you can imagine. But Islam reminds us that no strategy can be successful unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is factored into it, because He is in it anyway. We make the effort and then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for His help, which may come through our effort or from sources we cannot imagine. As He promised, He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He said, and whoever has taqwa, whoever is concerned about the rida of Allah, about the pleasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a way out for him. He will extract him from his difficulties and provide for them from sources they could never imagine. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. My brothers and sisters, we Muslims need to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. That is, promote good and forbid evil. Not chase money at any cost. We need to stand for justice and against injustice, no matter who is involved. The truth is the truth, even if nobody accepts it. And falsehood is falsehood, even if everyone believes it. The help of Allah comes only for those who do the work of Allah, the work for which He sent us. Not for those who deliberately disobey Him, refuse to repent, but call on Him when their actions yield the result of those actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we are the cause of our own problems. He said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah said, the fasad, the trials, tribulations, difficulties in the sea and the earth are because of what we do. The deeds that come out from our hands. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nasi. And why? Liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that Allah can give you a taste of your deeds, the punishment that is to come. If you want to avoid that, Allah can give you a taste so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told us that difficulties come because of our own actions. Remember, this is great news for anyone who wants to overcome the challenges in his life. Clean up your act, and tough times will become a memory. Let us ask what we need to do to be included in the list of those who work for Allah alone. The change must begin from the only place where all change begins, that is myself. Let us convince ourselves that until I change myself, until you change yourself, nothing else will change in my life and your life. And let us begin that change starting now. That is what we must learn, or be prepared to pay the price until we learn. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.